with workers' blood. The mistakes of the bosses we must pay for. From the cities to the farmlands and trenches full of mud. 'Cause war has always been the boss's way, sir. Come on!
The Union forever defending our rights. Let's fight the right wing while workers unite.
With our brothers and our sisters from many far-off lands. Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Check out the website, therickssmithshow.com. So mark the calendars. March 27th, going to be a rally at the Pennsylvania State Capitol to make college more affordable and secure the economic future for all Pennsylvanians under the heading of PA Promise. We've talked about this over the last several months. And this is the action phase. Get people active, get them involved, get us moving forward in investing in our future. And here to share some thoughts on the rally, on the outcome, the hopeful outcome, I've asked Ken Mash to come talk with us. Ken is the president of the Association of Pennsylvania State College and University Faculties, APSCUF. Ken, thanks for taking time for us.
Hi, Rick. Glad to be on.
So walk me through this. What is PA Promise?
Well, the Pennsylvania Promise is a bill that has been introduced at this point in both the Senate and the House. Senator Vince Hughes has introduced it. Representative Roebuck and Representative Jordan have introduced it in the House. And what it does is for families that make less than $110,000, they would get free community college. They would have their tuition and fees paid for at the state system of higher education and also at Penn State's Commonwealth campuses. And if you went to one of the other state-related universities, you would get that equivalent money that students at the state system would get. And what we're trying to respond to here is really just the ridiculously low amount that Pennsylvania contributes to public higher education in Pennsylvania.
Now, I can already hear the heads exploding. Oh, he's talking free. He's talking giving free stuff away.
Yeah, well, first of all, it's not free because students will still have to contribute because it won't cover all the costs of going to college. But when we look at how much students are paying now compared to what they had paid in the past, it blows people's minds. I mean, I think sometimes people think, oh, I went to college, I worked my way through, you know, I had a minimum wage job, I was able to squeak by. That math doesn't work anymore. It's not even close. College costs have soared. The state's commitment to public higher education has gone ridiculously low, and it's even embarrassing in Pennsylvania. And I can run through some of those numbers if you want.
Yeah, how far to the bottom are we?
Well, you know, we're pretty darn far at the bottom. So Pennsylvania, actually, if you include Washington, D.C., Pennsylvania is 51st when it comes to the amount of student debt in the country.
So we're number one, though.
Well, we are number one at the bottom, and we are 49th when you look at per pupil as far as the allocation goes by the Commonwealth. We are 49th there. We're 47th when we talk about per capita funding for public higher education. Almost every indicator, we are at or near the bottom of the list. And, you know, right now there's $65 billion in loans that are owned by Pennsylvanians because of college. Something has got to be done. It's just a terrible situation for the Commonwealth, and it's really bad for this generation.
Yeah, I had talked with Senator Lindsey Williams here recently, and she was telling me that, you know, during the campaign, they actually attacked her for not owning a home. They attacked her for being a renter, and she said, it's because I've already got a mortgage. It's called a student loan.
All right. I mean, I just said $65 billion in student loans. Imagine if only half of that, right, was not there because the state was picking up its obligation as far as helping these students out. That would mean that we would be returning $30 billion into the economy. This is not, this isn't just bad for the students affected, and it is terrible for them. It's bad for the Commonwealth. We're hurting our own economy. We're in a situation where if there is some kind of major recession and people lose their jobs, we're going to have students defaulting on loans and being in bankruptcy. It's just a horrendous situation. And on top of that, you know, if we really want to have good jobs in the future, if we want employers to come to this Commonwealth, we need to be able to attract them by saying that we have a quality, well-educated workforce, and the state is not meeting its obligation when it comes to community college, when it comes to our state-owned universities, when it comes to the state-related universities. And it's time for, you know, higher education, for those in public education, not to fight each other, but instead to get together and say, let's do what's right for this generation.
No, and future generations, because, you know, I talk about it as well. You know, college, you know, was difficult when I was going through. And, you know, it was a little bit costly. But I look at the numbers now, and it's completely flipped the coin. And I think someone told me, you know, not too long ago that, you know, back when my generation was going to college, the state picked up something like, you know, like a third of the costs, and or like two-thirds of the cost, and the student picked up like a third. Now I guess it's completely flipped over where the students are picking up like three-quarters of the costs, which is just – and it's not even that they're able to pay it out of pocket. They're taking on lifetime amounts of student debt, which is just horrible. I you know, because I'm thinking about my own kids, you know. Do they take out student loans? Do they saddle themselves with a lifetime of debt for a degree that might not even get them a job?
Well, you know, the thing is that the data shows that a college education is worth it as far as over the course of your career, the right amount more that you will make. The data shows that you will be happier, that you will be a better citizen and more engaged if you attend college. The benefits are there. But, you know, it's very different when you talk to a family that's got a family income of $250,000. You say, look, your kid's going to be $30,000 to $50,000 in debt, and we'll make it back slowly over their lifetime. But that's a very different conversation when you're talking to a family that's making, you know, $60,000, $70,000 a year, and you say, hey, we're going to put your kid in debt $35,000, $40,000 a year. That's Mount Everest. You know, you don't want to put your kid in that position. And we see it at our universities that the group of students that we are losing are those students from those families that are below $110,000. That means that we are not doing an equitable job of educating students across the Commonwealth.
Well, $110,000, that's the vast majority of the state, I think, right? Or, you know, majority of the working country. That number is huge.
Right. So, you know, again, and you made this point earlier, talking about Senator Williams, who's, by the way, is a supporter of the Pennsylvania Promise. But, you know, these are the very people, again, talking about our economy in Pennsylvania, when they graduate college and they have disposable income, they're the ones buying cars. They're the ones that are saving and are buying homes, right? They're the ones who are going to be spending the money that comes in, but they can't do it because they are burdened with those loans. And not only are they burdened with their loans, one of the really not talked about things that is happening right now is that you have senior citizens and parents who signed off on their kids' loans.
Yep.
So if their kids can't make the payment, now they're on the hook for paying for it. And, you know, and then they're having to decide between paying their property taxes and paying back those loans. Who's benefiting from this system?
And you know, the thing that gets me is here recently there was a bill banging around in Congress where they were going to basically garnish students' wages and mandate that they pay back their student loans. And I just said, you know, wow, that they know that the people who are doing that know that the collapse is coming, the bubble is going to burst, and they're just setting it up so they can just twist the screws a little bit more.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, you want to just talk about how that would just, you know, further hurt this generation. I think there, you know, we need to have a, you know, a go to church moment here about what exactly we're doing to this generation, the generations that follow. We, you know, when it comes to climate change, we're ignoring that. When it comes to their concerns about guns and schools and doing something about gun control, we're ignoring that. When it comes to creating opportunity, equal opportunity, affordable opportunity, we are ignoring them on that. I don't think anybody should be surprised that 10 to 15 years from now, the younger generation has moved on and starts talking about, let's take some more money out of Social Security.
No, and that's part of a scary thing, and people better wake up to that. You know, we've given all of this wealth to the very wealthy and big corporations. And it's and you know, the thing that gets me is it won't be surprising to me when they say, hey, you've been screwing us, Granny. Now it's your turn to take the beating. No, I perfectly get that. And I think that's why you're seeing a lot of voices right now saying, hey, you know, you've got to help us. And why the call for what the right is screaming, socialism, you know, what it's really about. And, you know, Ken, I'm right there with you. It would not surprise me a bit if this generation says, hey, Granny, you guys screwed us. It's time for you.
Yeah. And so, you know, people don't, we've just been so, you know, penny wise, pound foolish, and maybe not even penny wise in our approach to things. It just, no matter how you look at it, it makes no sense. And, you know, what we need are parents. We need students, you know, students who are going to our community colleges, parents who are thinking about their sending their kids to Penn State, Pitt, Temple, Lincoln, or one of our great 14 universities to really get involved and speak up and support this Pennsylvania promise.
Yeah, and the other part of this, the other part that nobody's talking about is when the tsunami of job losses hits from automation. And, you know, I'm sure you've seen the studies like I have that they're predicting in the next 15 years, half of the jobs we now do will be affected by automation. And there's going to be tons of retraining necessary and tons of second careers or third or fourth careers. And being able to have access to the funding to help get through that, I think, is vitally important for everybody. So to me, this is about more than just the college students going now. It's about them, but it's about, you know, the future of this country and the future of an educated workforce.
Yeah, I mean, we don't know at this point, you know, what the jobs of the future are going to be. We're preparing students. My colleagues are preparing students for jobs that we don't even know will exist yet.
Yeah.
And as we have automation, you know, the market changes for that. What we can do is prepare those students with the skills that are necessary to be adaptable for whatever the future brings. But Pennsylvania has to position itself. It's blessed with so many wonderful universities, and they're really an asset. But we need to make sure that our own students have access to that.
No, I'm right there with you. So last question I've got, obviously, the big rally is on March 27th. What time is it?
It's at 11 o'clock in the Rotunda, and I'm proud to say, you know, ABSCUF has been working very hard on this. We're going to be joined by our colleagues at PSEA and Pennsylvania AFT. I just want to point out to people that this is just something that unions do. It's not just about them. It's about looking out for working people throughout Pennsylvania.
So how do we get this passed through? What's the marching order? What are we wanting out of this?
Well, what we want to do is we first want to raise awareness for it. We want to get mobilized, and we need some key people to pay attention to it because those bills have been introduced. The next step for it would be to go to committee and to have a hearing in those committees. So that's what we want to see happen.
And also call your representatives, call your senators, especially our Republican friends who need, I think, a little prodding on this.
Oh, absolutely. That's key.
Ken, I appreciate the time. I look forward to talking to you again as this pops up. Good stuff. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Rick.
As always, our good friend Ken Mash, president of the Association of Pennsylvania State College and University Faculties, ABSCUF. You can check out their website, abscuff.org. Look, to me, this is one of those no-brainers. We need to be funding education. We need to be helping the next generation. The screw job that we've put on students, and there needs to be some debt forgiveness that goes along with this as well. Because we have saddled this generation with a lifetime of debt that they're not going to get under. And there will be a bubble that will burst, and it will cause mass pain if we don't address it. And thus far, we have not addressed it. I'd love to hear your thoughts. You can email me, rick@thericksmithshow.com. Quick break. Right back. Stick around. You're listening to The Rick Smith Show.